You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, South Africa's multi-award-winning boutique wealth manager. Today we're going to talk about the following. It's an article which appeared in the press recently, and the headline is Five Ways to Face Today's Markets with True South African Grit. I added the true there, but with South African grit. And the author of this piece was Sonia Duplessis, and she's with me now. Sonia, are you inspired by the rugby victory recently against New Zealand, or was it just something you wanted to write?
Yeah, Lindsay, hello, and hello to your listeners.
Thank you.
We had such a good rugby match on Saturday, so everyone's morale and, you know, we're just feeling a little bit better in South Africa, and after a game like that, how can you not feel inspired? So it just shows you how, you know, that true South African grit that everyone's talking about, it really, the South African rugby team really reflected it on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good game.
South Africans are very good. And as you say in your article, you know how to adapt, and you've faced an awful lot. Load shedding, you say, political curveballs, and Iran that has a mind of its own, but it's doing well at the moment because of the weak dollar. But there's a resilience there, isn't there? And I suppose you can apply that to markets, and I think that's what you want to do, isn't it? And you start off with saying what's stirring the pot. And I think the first one is a very interesting one, stagflation and trade tensions. We have to take them separately. Stagflation is interesting because inflation is stubborn in the United States and maybe even ticking higher. And the jobs market is in decline. And that is a sort of a mini stagflation, isn't it?
Yeah, Lindsay. So if we look at what's making investors nervous at the moment, stagflation is definitely one of them. And like you mentioned now, stagflation, the definition is low growth paired with high inflation. So it's not a good combination. And that, fueled by the rising tariffs and global trade uncertainties, is, you know, it's a recipe for not disaster, but it's a recipe for uncertainty. And we don't know what President Trump is going to do in the next month or the next 6 months. And that is causing a lot of uncertainty for investors. Should they invest? Should they sit on the sidelines? Should they not invest?
Yeah. And when you say should they invest or should they not invest, AI, artificial intelligence, and the companies associated with AI and its delivery really does provide you and your clients with a conundrum, because the valuations are so high. And is this thing hype or hope, as you say?
Yes, So one's got to ask the question now, is the AI sector, is it hope or just a situation of hype? But a lot of the, you know, a lot of the growth in markets have been driven by the AI sector. And we don't know if it's sustainable. I mean, I think Meta came out, I think it was in August this year, saying that they're going to slash and a lot of what they're spending on their AI budget. And that was a big decision that they made. And we're not really seeing, you know, a lot of companies have spent so much on getting AI technology into their company, but they're not, very few are really showing profits yet from, you know, the big spend that they made into the company.
Yeah.
You know, so it's debatable. Is the whole AI story, is it just a hype, or will profit still come through? And that is one of the concerns of investors on, you know.
Yeah, and it could take the whole market down if the bubble, so-called bubble, does burst. And outside of the tech sector, you talk about soaring valuations because shares are expensive relative to their actual performance. There's worrying macro signals. We've sort of have spoken about that. And there's geopolitics in the background the whole time. So there's so many things that people have to consider. But what we really need to address here, or what you need to address, Sonia, is how to respond. What do you say when people come to you and make all the points that we've just made?
Yeah, so I mean, it's valid points if a client comes to us with these points, and we do take it into consideration. We just don't, you know, we take calculated risks. We sort of, like, I don't want to say read the market, but you assess the market, and according to what is happening in the macro picture, you, and according to the client's risk profile, you would invest it. But a couple of pointers on how do the man on the street or how do investors respond. We always tell them that you have to filter out the noise. Lindsay, it's so important to make an informed decision on what you are actually reading and how much time you are spending on it. You're always going to have that one economist that's going to forecast the global meltdown. And it's been happening now for the last 100 years. So you've got to sort of like filter out the noise and lend your ears out selectively and take what's out in the media with a pinch of salt. So, yeah, the other thing is stay diversified.
Before you go to stay diversified, okay. Some commentators are incredibly persuasive, aren't they? So if they want to punt a particular stock or a particular idea or a particular asset class, they can be so persuasive. And you think, wait a second, he or she said something that really resonates with me. Let me phone Sonia Duplessis and you filter for them. Stay diversified. Sorry, I interrupt you. Diversification is so important.
Yeah. So it's so important. We've spoken so much on your program about it. The investment world, we say it's the only free lunch that you get. So as boring and as vanilla as it sounds, you have to have a diversified portfolio. And for South Africans, you have to have some sort of like or a heavy offshore allocation in your portfolio. And even for offshore investors, you need to split your assets across geographies, across asset classes, across currencies, and also be mindful of very sector-specific stocks. Like, for example, technology. Don't go and put 40% of your money in a very specific sector. You know, the whole crypto phase, also not phase, but also be mindful not to overinvest into risky assets like that. So important to stay diversified.
And apart from risky assets, there's also a temptation to go into safe havens as well. And the money market, the money market funds in particular, are generally considered to be safe havens in the global system.
Yeah. So if you've got all these things going on in global markets, you tend to want to hide in money market or in bond funds. But we warn people or warn investors about that. You've got the risk of your money not growing with inflation, not keeping up with inflation. You've got growth that is taxed quite a bit, money market growth that's taxed quite a bit. And then you always sit with that question at the back of your head that if you want to invest this money, when are you going to invest it? When's the right time going to be to invest this money? So use money market cautiously. Don't have a massive allocation to money market, but there is definitely a space for some allocation to money market for your super short-term money. But don't go and try and hide all your money in money market for when things settle down and for when markets will recover, because you, quite frankly, will never get that day. There will always be something that's going on in markets.
Okay, money markets, we must reiterate, are an important part of many portfolios. But what you're saying is they shouldn't be used as a sort of any port in a storm and put all your money in there. We know what you're saying here. What do you mean by phase in if you're uncertain, which is point number four, Sonia?
One of the strategies that you can follow if you are a bit cautious about just going smack bang to put your money in the market, we would follow a phase-in approach. So we'll put, you know, you'll phase it over a 3 or 6 month period systematically into the market. It just softens the blow if there is a market correction. So you can either make the decision to, if you've made the decision to invest your money, you can either put everything into the market in one bang, or you can phase it in over a couple of months. So for your more cautious investor, that is sometimes the better approach to follow.
Okay, and the final point is let the plan work. Once you invest, you say, give it time. It's like me, Sonia, this is a stupid example, but it works for me. I'll be watching a series on Netflix and I think, oh my goodness me, why did I choose this? It's so slow. And then suddenly you get into it. It's the same as a financial plan. It's not going to, usually not going to, you know, turn the lights on straight away, shoot the lights out straight away. You've got to give it time.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's investing isn't a short-term race, you know, it's a long-term marathon. So you need a plan, you need a short-term plan for your immediate financial needs. You need a sort of like a medium-term plan, and then you need a long-term retirement plan. So, and also the other thing that investors must know is if all of this sounds too complicated or overwhelming, you tend to just put it aside and want to deal with it later on, which is also not the correct path to follow. So if you've done the Muay and you've put in the time to set up a proper plan with a financial planner, when you start to implement it, I almost want to say don't overthink it. Just let the process follow through and you will definitely reap the rewards from this plan. And the financial decisions you made.
Very good. So let's put all this together, the factors that you're being bombarded with, plus the advice that you've given. What's the bottom line? How would you sum it up, please, Sonia?
Yeah, I think that, you know, we've summed it quite nicely now in the last thing about your let your plan work for you. And resilience pays off, Lindsay. Like we all know, it's not the best decision to switch or sell out of the market if there's a correction or a dip. And if we've got luck in times that we are experiencing now, you know, with a lot of uncertainty in markets, it doesn't make sense to sell out or sit on the sideline. You have to think long-term. You have to, equities is always a long-term game, at least 8 to 10 years. But there is, you know, you need a if you need a financial planner to guide you to look at your short term objections or you know, goals, and also for your medium term goals. So you need to bring in other asset classes and not just equities. You might want to bring in a little bit of money market or the bottom line is resilience pays off. You have to sit through the market cycles, the different ups and downs, and it will definitely pay off.
Exactly. And if you've got any worries or any aspirations that you can't quite work out yourself, just phone your financial advisor. Sonia, great advice as always. Thanks very much for your time. Sonia Duplessis is from Brentos Wealth. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brentos Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.